Good morning. Good morning, Hope Singapore. Good morning, Hope Global. Good morning to my brothers and sisters here in the Axis, in the East, in the West. Praise God. Good to see all of you. But before we jump into our sermon for today, can I invite all of us to stand wherever we are right now? Back here in the front, left, in the right, in the East, in the West. Let's pray together. Let's do this, right? Okay. How many of you, you know you need to depend on Jesus? Come on, lift up your hands. And then we're going to pray according to our dependence. Like you think you need a little bit like that, okay? If you think you need more than like that, some of you may need to stand on chair, go up to the seventh floor or whatever. But whatever it is, all right, we pray to God. We're going to ask the Spirit of God to prepare our hearts because we want to hear God this morning. Let's lift our hands. Come, everybody, come. Let's pray in the Spirit for a while, shall we? From the front to the back, left and the right, east and the west. Come, let's pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Everybody, come. Baptized in the Spirit, you pray in the Spirit. Let the Spirit intercede for us with moans and groans that words cannot express in accordance to the will of God. Father, more than anything else, Lord, we want to be known as a people who are dependent on you. Lord, we want to be a spirit-filled people. Lord, we need you, oh God, more than anything else. So I just pray right now in the name of Jesus, fill us, oh God. Speak to us, oh God. Our hearts are open, oh Lord. Lord, bless this time. Lord, open every single heart. In Jesus' name, we all pray and everyone say, amen. Amen. Before I get started, turn to your neighbor on left and right. Tell them this. I really need Jesus. Come on, tell them. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Praise God. The focus for the year 2025 is when He speaks. When He speaks. We are living in the era of the Holy Spirit. God started it. Jesus redeemed it. The Holy Spirit will bring it to completion. Therefore, we cannot diminish or worse, ignore the roles of the Holy Spirit in our lives. You see, when I speak about the Holy Spirit, on top of signs and wonders, on top of speaking in tongues, on top of supernatural miracle, I'm also talking about walking closely with the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about having this consistent consciousness, this consistent connection, walking in surrender and obedience to the Holy Spirit. Because when the Holy Spirit speaks, and He will, we need to listen and obey. When He speaks, we listen and we obey. While a large part of the Christendom does not deny the existence of the Holy Spirit, many may unconsciously neglect Him. They may know about the Holy Spirit, but we may not know the Holy Spirit deeply. Some neglect the Holy Spirit due to a lack of understanding of who the Holy Spirit is and what He does. Then on the other hand, some neglect the Holy Spirit because we doubt if we can really experience the Spirit's presence and leadership. But the truth is that we need the Holy Spirit. In fact, A.W. Tozer, a famous writer, once said this. He said that the Christian life is impossible without the Holy Spirit. Let me say that again. The Christian life is impossible without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not an extra optional thing for us to choose. The Holy Spirit is necessary. So for the next 2 weeks, we will explore the different roles of the Holy Spirit in our lives. For this morning, I'd like to invite you to look at John chapter 16. But let me set it up for us. The Gospel of John contains unique emphasis on both the roles as well as the works of the Holy Spirit. These are not found in the other synoptic gospel, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. John, the Gospel of John, has two emphases with regards to the Holy Spirit. Firstly, he showed the interaction between the Holy Spirit and Jesus. Secondly, he emphasized that the Holy Spirit is for all believers. So in John chapter 16, Jesus was bidding farewell to his disciples. So he gathered them for a final meal and he instructed them for the very last time. So in this farewell meal, Jesus began to make a speech. In this speech, he said three things. Number one, he told the disciples about his impending departure. He's going away. Secondly, he told them about the coming persecution, the persecution that the disciples will face. And number three, he told them about the promised Holy Spirit. So here we're going to look at John chapter 16, verses 12 through to 15. Four verses. Let me read it for you. Last Supper. Jesus with the disciples. It's going to be serious. He's going to share with them their heart because he's going to go away. This is what he unpacked to these disciples. In verse 12, he said that, "I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come." Verse 14, "He will glorify me because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you." Verse 15, let's read together, shall we? One verse. The Bible says, "All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you." I'll talk to you today about the Spirit of truth and glory. Two roles of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth and glory. From these four verses, I'm going to unpack two roles of the Holy Spirit to us. Firstly, the Spirit reveals truth. The Spirit reveals truth. In verse 12, let's begin there. Jesus said to the disciples at the farewell dinner, he said that, "I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear." So Jesus told the disciples that they could not endure. They will not be able to tahan more info about the impending persecution that they will face. And since Jesus still has more to say, and since Jesus is going to go away, Jesus said, "I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will continue to reveal truth to you in days future. When I'm not around, the Holy Spirit will reveal new truths to you in days future." Now, this is John 16. In fact, if you roll back two chapters to John chapter 14, Jesus had already shared about the Spirit's role to teach and to remind the disciples of all that Jesus had taught them. How do I know that? Now, go with me to John 14. This is two chapters prior to the text that we have just read. In verse 26, Jesus told the disciples, "But the Advocate," and to be very clear, I'm talking about the Holy Spirit, "whom the Father will send in my name." What will he do? Well, he will teach you all things, and he will remind you of everything I have said to you. This is a Spirit's role. So now, fast forward to John 16, the text that we have just read. Jesus extended the disciples' understanding of the Holy Spirit's role. So the Holy Spirit, beyond teaching and reminding the disciples of all that Jesus had already taught, the Holy Spirit will also continue to reveal new truths in days future when Jesus is no longer on earth. Now, obviously, this truth will not contradict what Jesus had already thought, but the Holy Spirit will reveal truth, both what Jesus said in the past as well as new truth as we march into the future. This is verse 12. Now, let's go with me to verse 13. Jesus continued to unpack during this significant dinner. In verse 13, Jesus continued to say, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come." So the Spirit, Jesus said, is not going to speak on his own accord. He will speak only what he hears from me. Now, I've done enough explanation. Now, look at me right now. This is important. I'm sharing all these things with you to bring you to this point. Crescendo here. Note the context here. The context here is that they are having a farewell dinner, and Jesus was making kind of a goodbye speech. And Jesus told them two things: impending departure as well as the coming persecution. So you can imagine if they were Chinese, Chinese New Year, they were probably eating bak kwa, eating pineapple tart, they're enjoying themselves. And then partway during this meal, Jesus said, "Hey guys, I'm going to go away." So they're like, "Really? We've been following for 3.5 years, man. You are the boss, man. You do miracle. We are writing your name and all those things." And Jesus said, "Hey, by the way, not only am I going away, you're going to get it, you are going to be persecuted." So people are like, suddenly the bak kwa doesn't taste so nice anymore, right? So can you imagine, this was a scenario that they were encountering. So it was in this context that Jesus highlighted the need for the Spirit to reveal truth, to guide them into an unknown future. Now, here's the point. If the disciples need the Holy Spirit, then how much more do we need the Holy Spirit today as we go into an unknown, hostile VUCA world? How much more do we need the Holy Spirit? See, the truth is this. Unless you're living under a rock, we live in a world where scam and fake news are rampant. Since COVID, if you look at CNA chart behind me, since COVID, the number of scams has skyrocketed. Imagine in 2019, it was 170 mil, 265 mil in 2020. Then in April, when Singapore went to lockdown, scams skyrocketed to 600 over mil. 600 over million. We live in a world where scams are rampant. You know, recently in our church, we try to do something so that I'm able to send personal birthday greetings to many of you, the members in our church. So church gave me a phone, so I will every day take my phone. "Hello, good evening, this is Pastor Jeff," blah, 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 blah. I send, and then many people start to ask their leaders, "Is it really Pastor Jeff?" In fact, one leader in India received my voicemail and then asked Pastor Dennis, "Is it AI, is it a scam, is it real or not?" And then sometimes they will text back. Then I'll purposely say, "No, it's a scam, it's not me, bluff you, I want your money." So we live in a world that is, people are scamming. But I tell you, friends, the more scary thing is not this scam on money. There is a scarier scam. It's the scam on truth. We live in a world right now where people are scamming on truth. Now think with me, how ludicrous this could be. Male can become female just because I feel like I'm a female. I'm born with a penis. I can say this in adult service, right? I'm born with a penis. It's obvious I'm a guy, but somewhere along the road, I say I feel like I'm a female, so I become a female. How ludicrous is this? Lies can become truth just because some powerful people say so. Evil can become good just because many people believe so. In fact, one of the popular catchphrases in our culture today is this catchphrase called, "You do you." 你做你, you do you. It's basically an informal idiom that encourages people to be themselves, to make choices that suit their preferences and values. It simply means this: if you feel like what you are doing is right, go ahead. 你做你, go ahead. But I just want to let you know this is not new. The Bible says that there's nothing new under the sun. Of course, today the pageant is kind of cool. You do you. But in fact, it's as old as when I was a student in school. I mean, I come from a Chinese school, 公教中学, and we speak Chinese. I mean, we're not able to say you do you, 你做你, but you know how we say it during my time? In fact, one of my math teacher, he was at the last year of his teaching because he's going to retire already, right? And then he teach us nonsense. I'm not kidding. I think he's probably not around anymore, so I can say this. I mean, he teach all these things, then he solve a problem. He teach us some unconventional method, right? Then in the end, right, he say, just write down, by snakey method. I said, really? And then you know what he say? This is what he said to me, 公教中学. 爽就好. He said this, 爽就好. Yeah, 怎么样? And then he was so bold, I remember, secondary school, he came to the class, he said, 我会乱叫你们了, 爽就好. Then he said this, you all tahan me for 1 year. And then he said, at the last lesson of the year, I'm going to give you a chance. We're going to close the door. You can say whatever you want to me. And he meant it. And the whole year, he just anyhow teach us, man, we math, A math, you know, from secondary two math to secondary three A math, we're all blur and all this thing. Then the last day of school, he closed all the door. All my friends and I, we start to stand up. Then we give Hokkien vulgarity, Cantonese vulgarity. We just wait him. Then he, swang jiu hao. So it sounds funny, but the truth is this. It's nothing new under the sun. Just that the packaging could be different. You do you, swang jiu hao. But I tell you, it's not only back in the 1980s. It's as old as the Bible. If you go with me to the Bible, to the book of Isaiah chapter 5, man, it will hit you right between your eye. How brutally honest the Bible is. In Isaiah 5 verse 20, the Bible says, woe to those, sorrow, trouble to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light, light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet, sweet for bitter. 黑的讲到白的，白的讲到黑的。 Verse 21, woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. We need the Holy Spirit to reveal truth to us. As we live in this world, 黑的讲到白的，白的讲到黑的。 We need the Holy Spirit to reveal truth to us. We need the Holy Spirit to direct us to Jesus and His truth. In His book, Forgotten God, Reversing Our Tragic Neglect of the Holy Spirit, author Francis Chan wrote this. This is what he said. He said, what is the significance of having another counselor who is just like Christ? He's talking about the Holy Spirit. What is the significance of having the Holy Spirit? And he began to answer this. He said, right now, imagine what it would be like to have Christ standing beside you in the flesh, functioning as your personal counselor. Imagine the peace that would come from knowing you would always receive perfect truth and flawless direction from Him. That sounds amazing. And none of us could deny the benefit of having Jesus here physically guiding and enabling us every step of the way. We need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will reveal truth and guide us into all spiritual truth. The Holy Spirit will lead us to guide our family. To guide our family. It's not easy moving into this sort of a world. Sexuality is messed up. Politics is messed up. Lie become truth. Truth become lie. Then we may wonder to us, how am I going to bring up my family? How many tuition can I bring them to? How do I protect them? My kids are going to one day, now they're secondary school, they hold my hand, but one day they're going to go out and be on their own. They're going to see all sorts of things. They have handphone, we have information to all the truth and the lies in the whole world. How am I going to protect them? How am I going to lead my family? Well, you need the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit. If you're a man, if you're a father, you're a husband, you need the Holy Spirit. You cannot lead your family based on your tradition. I'm a Teochew guy, I'm a Hainanese guy, I'm educated here, I knew then. No, the world is changing. We need the Holy Spirit. And those of us who are leading our groups in the church, how are we going to lead our group towards Jesus? We need the Holy Spirit for wisdom, to know what is right, what is good, what is best for the kingdom. We need the Holy Spirit. Now, let me push it a little bit deeper. Watch. On top of having the Holy Spirit to help us, to reveal truth to us with regards to our world, we also need the Holy Spirit to reveal truth to us about us. We need the Holy Spirit to reveal truth to us about us. I don't know whether you know this or not, but human beings, we all have this superpower to deceive ourselves, isn't it true? We all have this superpower to deceive ourselves. When we get angry, we justify that. No, I'm not angry. I'm just a passionate person. When we are slow in our work, we miss our deadlines. What do we say? No, I'm not slow. I'm just very careful. When we are stingy with our money, what do we say? We say that we are good stewards. We don't anyhow spend money. But in truth, we are stingy. When we gossip, what do? We spiritualize. I'm not gossipy, but you know, I like to share my heart because my name is Sharer, S-H-A-R-E-R. I share and I share and I share. That's how we justify. We all have this superpower. But by the way, just now when I gave all those four examples and you are sitting down there, you are thinking of somebody else, right? You see, we deceive ourselves. We always think, it's my wife, it's my husband, the guy down the road, my life group leader, my wife. But truth is us. It's us. We all have this ability to deceive ourselves. You know, I once spoke to a person. This is not the exact story, but the gravity of the situation is quite similar. So I talked to this guy. And this is what happened. I remember, this is a piece of white paper, right? This guy, he came to me, we're having a discussion. And then he said this, he was so animated. Pastor, can't you see? This is black. This is black. You can't see, this is black. Hey, I'm not kidding you. This thing panned up before my eyes. I said, are you serious? There was a vein that was popping out on his forehead. And tears was rolling up in his eyes. He said, this is black. You can't put down, man. It's a hate, you can't put down, man. I tell you, friends, I wanted to push back. But I know this conversation is not going to end well. Because he was so sincere. I mean, he had whipped himself up into emotions. He probably think that he's right. And I can understand it. You know why? Because I've done it many times in my own family as well. Just because I feel so strongly. I feel so strong. I'm so passionate. I have tears in my eyes. I'm all in. So it must be right. You can be so sincere, but you can be so sincerely wrong. Isn't that true? I know it. Sometimes I can be like that. And we all have this ability to deceive ourselves. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. The Bible says it in no unclear terms. Jeremiah 17, verse 9, it describes the condition of the human heart. He says that the heart is deceitful. Not your neighbor's heart, your own heart. Is deceitful and above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? I don't understand. Really? This is black? Are you serious? Are you serious? We need the Holy Spirit. We all need the Holy Spirit. We all need to humble ourselves and to pray David's prayer. Psalm 139. We all need to pray that prayer. We ask the Holy Spirit to reveal truth about us. You know, sometimes, to be honest with you, now, I don't know whether you have this kind of experience. Sometimes some people say something, then suddenly you react very strongly. Have you had this kind of experience before? And then you wonder, why did I react so strongly? Why is it that I react so strongly? Then you don't understand. So sometimes you need to go to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit reveals, maybe it's some kind of hurt that you experienced in the past, or some bitterness, or some bad experience that you had. And sometimes when something similar happened, bang! It's kind of like from binary, from zero to one, bang, immediately. Then you kind of like, hey, why did I do that? I don't understand. I need the Lord's help. Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24. Let's read these two verses together as if we are praying to God. Shall we do that? The Bible says, everybody, in full voice, please, pray together. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. The Holy Spirit reveals truth. Now turn to your neighbor and on the left and the right, tell them this. The Holy Spirit reveals truth. Come on, tell them. The Holy Spirit reveals truth. Number two, the Spirit of God glorifies Christ. The Spirit of God glorifies Christ. The Holy Spirit reveals Jesus, who is truth, and the Holy Spirit also glorified Jesus. In John 16, verse 14, Jesus continues. As they were finishing their bar, went to the next course, my appetite, Jesus continued. Jesus said, now, the Holy Spirit, as you are finishing your last bar of bar, the Holy Spirit will glorify me because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. See, the Holy Spirit will lead believers to love and to follow Jesus. As a result, Jesus is glorified. The Holy Spirit will also lead pre-believers to come to a place where our spiritual eyes are open, bang, and we realize, yeah, I really need Jesus. And as a result, Jesus is once again glorified. Now, remember the first sermon of this year, Ezekiel 47? I shared with us that the Holy Spirit has a few descriptions. One of the descriptions of the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit is fire. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, John the Baptist said that Jesus will come to baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Holy Spirit is described as fire. Holy Spirit is also described as being like water. Remember, there's this big water tank there, and this Thomas guy, he was going deeper and deeper. So God wants us to go deeper from the, what's this place? What's it? Ankle, that's right. From the ankle to fat. I cannot see my ankle anymore. Okay, from the ankle to the knee to the waist until a place you are totally submerged, overwhelmed in the Spirit. So Holy Spirit is like fire. The Holy Spirit is like water. The Holy Spirit is also like wind. Like wind means what? You cannot see the wind. You can't see wind, but you can feel it. You can experience it. You can experience the effect of wind. Now, let me give you a visual illustration. The Holy Spirit is like wind. You are not able to see the Holy Spirit, but in every instance, the Holy Spirit will seek to glorify Christ. For example, you're spending your morning doing quiet time, and you are led by the Spirit of God to not just read your Bible and just move on, but to take a little bit more time to just be still and listen to the Holy Spirit. And true enough, the Holy Spirit speaks to you. The Holy Spirit speaks to you that you got to be kinder to those people around you, to speak less critically and speak more encouragingly. And you hear the Holy Spirit, you obey, you follow the ways of the Spirit. And as a result, those family members of yours who already know Jesus, they are inspired to become more like Jesus because they want to follow you as you follow Jesus. And those family members of yours who do not yet know Jesus, they come to a place and say, man, Papa has changed, Kokong has changed, Tete has changed, Mei Mei has changed, Yiku Ma has changed. Man, fantastic. Maybe this Jesus thing is really real. Last time, this Tete is like quite a chiabo. Now change already. Wow. When that happened, people draw near to Jesus. What happens? Jesus is glorified. Holy Spirit walked behind the scene. You can't see him. Holy Spirit walked behind the scene. Another one, maybe you come to a worship service like this, and maybe this week, Samantha was leading worship, but in truth, Holy Spirit was leading worship through Samantha. And maybe we were singing a song. You gotta help me, because this Holy Spirit cannot sing, right? You sing, all right? All my life, come on, you have been... Okay, sing louder. Come on, people. All my life. You can even do this, Holy Spirit. I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. Holy Spirit said, well, Hope Church, your singing sucks, man. Okay, anyway. But I will still come and visit you. Listen, as you sing, the Holy Spirit prompts you as you worship. Man, God is so good to me. I've been so blessed. So many ways. I live in a country called Singapore. I'm so blessed materially. I'm blessed spiritually, emotionally. I have people who love me. And you're so grateful. As a result, the Holy Spirit spoke that you want to be more faithful with your tithing and generous in your giving. And as you do that, God used the finances that you have contributed to this church to do His work locally and globally. As a result, people that you will never meet, names that you can never pronounce, they all come to a place where they ask Jesus into their life as their Lord and Savior. What happens? Jesus is glorified. The Holy Spirit does His work. We can't see Him, but we experience Him. If only we will care enough to press the precious pause, and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us with regards to our life, regards to the people around us, regards to what we should do, what we should not do. The Holy Spirit glorifies Christ. Now, let me read to you a story of a group of people in our church, how they listen to the Holy Spirit, obey Him, and as a result, Jesus is glorified. I want to talk to you about this story. Jane and the Hope Batam team. When He speaks, we obey, trusting God in the unexpected. Started with a prayer. Story goes this way. A small group of us, usually we have only one day to prepare for our short-term missions trip. But this time there was a growing sense of anxiety and the preparation took longer. We prayed even more fervently, interceding for clarity and direction. The venue was ready, but there was one problem. The restaurant needed a headcount to prepare. We had no idea what number to give. So as a team, we turned to prayer, asking God what He wanted to do. Then God spoke. In prayer, two team members received the same number, 25. With faith, we prayed for 25 people and prepared everything with that number in mind. With faith as our guide, we set out on outreach, stopping every young person we encountered. We blessed them, shared the Christmas story, and extended invitations, all while having no idea how God would bring those 25 visitors to us. On the event day, when the day arrived, anxiety started to creep in. In the first 30 minutes, only 5 or 6 people had showed up. How will You bring 25, Lord? But then, slowly but surely, people began to trickle in. Regulars brought their partners and also invited their friends. Groups we had reached during outreach also came, bringing even more friends. By the end of the night, the venue was full. Unlike other Christmas events, this one had a unique prompting from God. Two team members independently received the same word, unconditional, and no strings attached. We share about the love that requires nothing in return, the love that embraces everyone regardless of their past. Our small team of 6 was fully activated, connecting with visitors while serving in our assigned roles. Amazingly, despite our size, God empowered us to engage deeply with everyone who came. Each of us had meaningful conversations, ensuring every visitor felt welcome and valued. By the end of the party, we collected the response form and we were overjoyed by what we saw. 4 people wanted to know more about Jesus and we planned to invite them for Life Group or Alpha. 2 people made the life-changing decision to give their lives to Jesus. And when we look back at the photo from the party, we realized that we had exactly 25 visitors. Come on, let's give Jesus a big hand. Come on, let's give Him praise. When God speaks, and He will, what do? We listen, and we obey. So Jesus was having this dinner. He continues to unpack for His disciples. Let's go to verse 15, last verse. Jesus said, "All that belongs to the Father is Mine, the Son. That is why I, the Son, said the Spirit will receive from Me what He will make known to you." So it's clear from this verse that the Son, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, they have a close partnership, they have a close relationship. Now, let me say it again. Don't miss this. God started it. Jesus redeemed it. The Holy Spirit will bring it to completion. We cannot afford to ignore the Holy Spirit. To neglect the Holy Spirit is to neglect God. We cannot neglect the Holy Spirit. And by the way, if you look at the writing of John, the pronoun that is being used to describe the Holy Spirit is the word He, not it. He. What does it mean? It means that the Spirit of God is not an impersonal it. The Spirit of God is a personal He. What that means is that the Spirit of God is not just a force we experience. The Holy Spirit is a person we need to relate with. We need to relate with the Holy Spirit. So friends, think how, please. In a while's time, we are all going to leave this place. That door, that door, that door, that door. Please, for your sake, don't leave the Holy Spirit behind. Take the Holy Spirit with you. I, your pastor, I need the Spirit of God. I really need the Spirit of God. And just in case you think that this guy needs the Spirit of God because he's a senior pastor of Hope Singapore, he's a chairman of Love Singapore. No, 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 no. I need the Holy Spirit because I need to learn how to lead my family. I need to learn how to love my wife. I need to learn how to relate with different people in the supermarket, in the car park, in the hawker center. And more importantly, I need the Holy Spirit to reveal truth to me about me. Because the truth is this, I have many blind spots. And it's not because 我故意不要改,我明知故作, it's not like that. I don't know. There are many things in my life that I keep doing, I respond and say, no, I don't know why. I need the Spirit of God to come, to fill me, to change me, to guide me, to lead me. I need the Spirit of God. And I think what I've learned recently will really be helpful for many of you in this service. Recently, I was reading a book, and it says that neuroimaging, imaging of the brain, has shown that as we move along in years, the center of cognitive gravity tends to shift from the imaginative right brain to the logical left brain. And this neurological tendency presents a grave spiritual danger because at some point, as we move along in life, most of us will stop living out of imagination and start living out of memory. Instead of creating the future, we start repeating the past. And that's true. But there's one way to reverse it. It's to choose not to live in the natural, but to live in the supernatural. That you're always fresh because you're always well with the Spirit of God. You're always transforming, always growing, always reaching out. Like the water that comes from the throne of God. From the knee to the, from the ankle to the knee to the waist to the overflow, going to the dry places, the crevices of your hearts, the issues of your life, the hawker centers, the supermarket, your family, and life start to sprout out. How can that happen? God's way, the Spirit's way. Because naturally, we tend to shift from the right brain to the left. God has given us a solution. That's why we need to learn to pray Samuel's prayer. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 10. Samuel prayed this prayer. He says, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Left has ears that will hear, left has eyes that will see, left has heart that will perceive." Let's stand to our feet right now, all over this place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's worship the Lord. Come. Let's glorify Jesus.
Written on his heart, majestic.
Just lift our hands wherever we are. Come on, let's pray in the spirit. Let's worship the Lord. Let's thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's glorify the Lord in this place. Oh, every hands raised, every heart's bowed before the Lord. Shake it every head. Every head. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. All hands, just put your hands down. Every eyes closed, every head bowed, please. I wonder how many of you here, the truth about you is that you are caught in some challenging situation right now. It could be the aspect of your family and you're wondering, how am I going to lead my family forward? It could be a wayward child. It could be a situation of finance. Or it could be some marital challenge. Or it could be a work issue and you're wondering to yourself, how am I going to lead forward? How am I going to lead forward? I want to let you know that you may not know, I, your pastor, may not know, but I want to let you know that the Spirit knows. The Spirit knows. The Spirit will reveal truth to you. And even in that situation, I want you to humble yourself. Don't think that prayer is the last resort. Prayer is not our spare wheel. Prayer should be our steering wheel. The one that we go to. First, foremost, we say, God, we need you, we need you. If this is you, I want to pray for you. Or perhaps some of you here, the truth about you is that you sometimes you struggle to understand yourself, just like I struggle to understand myself. Sometimes I overreact in certain way. I say certain things. I have some anger towards certain people, certain situation, and I'm kind of struggling to understand myself. I really want to change, but I need the Holy Spirit to kind of put His finger on the specific area so that I can really go before the Lord and say, God, this is the area. Maybe it was some bitterness that I've harbored in my heart or some hurts that I've nursed, or perhaps it was some bad experience. I say, Holy Spirit, I give it to you, God. Help me, change me, transform me. So whoever you are, wherever you are, from the front to the back, left and the right, or those of you who are watching on the screen, if this is you, you need the Holy Spirit in this area. When I count to three, I'd like to just lift up my hand and I want you to pray. I want you to talk to the Spirit and say, God, please help me. Help me in this area. The Spirit reveals truth and glorifying Christ. Are you ready, friends? When I count to three, just lift up my hands and you talk to the Lord. One, two, three. Lift up my hands. Lift up my hands. Talk to the Lord. Please. Please talk to the Holy Spirit. Talk to the Holy Spirit. Be humble. Talk to the Holy Spirit. Search me. Search me. Holy Spirit, there's some areas, some things that I don't know. I need your help. Holy Spirit, come. Pray, pray, pray. Wherever you are, you talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Don't leave this place without encountering the Holy Spirit. And don't leave this place leaving the Holy Spirit behind. Pray right now and bring the Holy Spirit along with you. Everywhere that you go, relate with Him, relate with Him. Oh Lord, you look at all the hands that's raised, oh God. Lord, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus, do your work in our hearts, oh God. Lord, we need you, God. Holy Spirit, we need you. We need you. Just be silent before the Lord for a while, shall we? Just be silent for a while. Just keep your hands raised. Let's not be afraid of silence. As some of you here, the truth about you is that you struggle from anxiety, you struggle from panics, and the Spirit is speaking to you today. He loves you. God cares for you. Bring the Spirit of God with you everywhere that you go. Relate with Him. Talk to Him. Pray in the Spirit regularly. He's your light. He's your shield. There's no need to fear. God is speaking to you. You will hear His voice. It's God whisper, because He wants you to be near Him. God whisper, hear His voice. Obey Him when He speaks. Not if, when He speaks. We listen. We obey. Father, I just pray for all of us here. Give us ears that works, not just the physical ear, but the spiritual ear, oh God. Help us to hear you. Help us to obey you, Lord. We love you, we honor you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Every eye closed, every head bowed. The last group of people I want to speak to are those among us who do not yet know Jesus. You may have been to church before, you may have a Christian name. You may come from a country that professes Jesus to be Lord over the nation, but in truth, you have never ever personally invited Jesus into your life. Jesus loves you. Most important decision you can ever make is to know Jesus. Have all your sins wiped away, have a right standing before the Lord. So if this is you, you say, yes, Pastor, I want to know Jesus. In a moment's time, I'm going to lead you to pray this prayer. And those of us who are already Christian, I'd like to pray this prayer together with us as well. Would you pray this prayer together with me? Say,
dear Jesus,
I confess that I'm a sinner.
I confess that I'm a sinner.
And I want to thank you.
And I want to thank you
for dying on the cross.
For dying on the cross.
For my sins.
For my sins.
Right now.
Right now.
I invite you.
I invite you
to come into my life.
To come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
Be my Savior.
Be my Savior.
Help me to become.
Help me to become
the kind of person.
The kind of person
I was created to be.
I was created to
be. I pray all this.
Pray all this
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.